welcome to A-Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And this is Elsie. Yesterday, we introduced a professor called Ken Robinson, right? He believes that it is school's job to cultivate students' creativity. 他觉得学校应该培养学生的创造力。What else do you think is school's job to do?
I think schools should also teach us things that we need to know for the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should teach us how to prepare for a job interview, how to write a resume, how to get us ready to be in the working world.
Yeah. I agree with you. And I also think critical thinking, 思辨能力 is very important too.
Mm-hmm.
And right, schools should give that to students. Today we're going to take a closer look at education system, 教育系统.
Let's get started on our article.
Ken Robinson, the Education Minister of the World.
Education systems were introduced after the 19th century to meet the needs of industrialism. Two centuries later, we live in a completely different world. Yet the education system hasn't changed very much. Schools continue to take a cookie-cutter approach to education.They only focus on certain types of knowledge. Math and science are more valued than art subjects. Although everyone is born different, schools assume we should be good at the same things. Rather than meeting the needs of each child, children are educated to fit the system. Robinson often compares the current education system to a factory.He is now pushing for society to rethink education.
Word power!
Introduce. 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 Introduced. Introduced.The first cell phone was introduced in 1983. The first cell phone was introduced in 1983. Subject. Subject. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn.Assume, assume, assume, assumed, assumed. I went to your house because I assumed you were home. I went to your house because I assumed you were home. Current, current. The newspaper will give you information.About current events. The newspaper will give you information about current events.
So the first line of our article reads, Education systems were introduced after the 19th century to meet the needs of industrialism. If you introduce a system or a product, you bring this plan, system or product, into use for the first time.
今天文章一开始提到呢，教育制度啊是在19世纪后期被采用的，是用来应付呢工业主义 industrialism 的需求。So this sentence sounds really professional. 首先 introduce 是引进、采用或是产品概念首次问世的意思，当然也有最常见的介绍。For example, let me introduce myself. 让我来介绍我自己。
Right. Here is another example sentence. The first cell phone was introduced in 1983. The first cell phone was introduced in 1983.
例句提到呢，第一台手机啊，是在1983年的时候问世的。所以刚刚老师有跟同学们补充到了 introduce 还有介绍的意思。So let me introduce myself. 让我来介绍我自己。How about Angeline?Do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Angeline.
And please introduce the word industrialism to students.
Okay, so the word industrialism is the system by which a society gets its wealth.And like how it gets its money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how does the society get its money? Through industries and machinery. So schools back then, and even now, would prepare us for jobs in this type of economy.
industrialism 工业主义是在19世纪后期出现的。当时因为 machines 也就是机器的发明啊，人们变得非常的富有 rich， 各式各样的行业呢也开始出现。学校就必须要训练学生，让他们能够有一技之长，在社会上发展。That's why the first sentence in today's article says.Education system is introduced to meet the needs of industrialism.
Right. And then our article says, 2 centuries later, we live in a completely different world. We live in a world that still relies on industrialism, but our society focuses more on technology and innovation, actually.
文章接着说到呢，两个世纪之后啊，我们就住在一个完全不同的世界。19世纪 ,19th century,20th century, now is 21st century,、mm-hmm. 现在是21世纪。我们的世界里呢，充斥着各种不同的科技还有发明。In 2 centuries, which means 200 years, things have changed.
Yeah, so society has changed, but our article says, yet the education system hasn't changed very much.
接下来呢，文章告诉我们，然而呢，教育制度并没有改变太多。句首的这个 yet YET 是然而的意思，是文章的一个转折点。我们可以用 however HOWEVER 这个字来表达然而的意思也可以。 Angelique, why hasn't the education system changed a lot?
Well, our article says schools continue to take a cookie cutter approach to education、
mm-hmm.
So the word、approach means a method of doing something or dealing with a problem.
为什么教育系统没有太大的改变呢？因为啊，学校使用的是千篇一律的教育方式。Approach 这个字呢，跟 way W-A-Y 是一样的意思，代表方法、方式。
Right, so a cookie cutter is the thing that allows you to cut dough、into certain shapes,、
mm-hmm.
for example, a star,、
mm-hmm.
so that all your cookies are in this shape. Yeah, you just like put it all over your dough and then your cookies come out this way.、
Mm-hmm. Cookie cutter.同学，我们来看一下这个字哦。Cookie 是饼干的意思 ，cutter 是刀具、切割器。那 cookie cutter 就是切饼干的模具，长得都一模一样。这样子呢，切出来的饼干才会一模一样。所以啦 ，cookie cutter 就是一个复合形容词，代表同一个模子打造出来的，千篇一律的意思。
So when we say cookie cutter to describe something, it means that it's very similar to other things of the same kind. It's not original. For example, a cookie cutter apartment building.Cookie cutter apartment buildings would all look the same.、
Mm-hmm.
So a cookie cutter approach would be a way of doing something that everyone follows. Everyone does it the exact same way. So schools use the same methods to teach students. In the end, each student turns out the same way, like a cookie cutter.、
Mm-hmm. 所以呢我们也可以说 a cookie cutter way, 千篇一律的方式。It was because schools at that time only trained their students for some certain kinds of jobs, right?、
Mm-hmm.
可是到了现代学校还是在用一样的方式 then it's not that good.
Yeah, our article says...They only focus on certain types of knowledge. So to focus on something means to only pay attention to that one thing or a select number of things.
文章接下来说到呢 they 这里指的就是学校。学校只专注在教导特定种类的知识上 focus on certain types of knowledge. Focus 是专注。专注于某事之上呢我们要用到介系词 on.Focus on something. You need to focus on your schoolwork. Don't play video games too much. 同学们有听到这样子的，很常这个老师或是爸妈会跟你说这样的话，不要太常打电动，要专注于你的学校课业。So what types of knowledge did they focus on?
Okay, so our article says math and science are more valued than art subjects. So art subjects like maybe music、mm-hmm. and art like, you know, painting and drawing. So the word subject is an area of knowledge studied in a school or college. Here is an example sentence. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn.
数科呢和理科被重视的程度啊，胜过于其他的科目，也就是 subject 这个字哈。例句提到了呢，我觉得自然科学呢是最难学的科目之一 ，and I think so too. Also, math 数学 is difficult for me to learn. What about you, Angelique?
Yes, I agree. Math and science are my poor subjects for me. Okay, our article says although everyone is born different.Schools assume we should be good at the same things. The phrase be good at means to be able to do something well.
接下来呢，文章提到，虽然每个人 天生就不一样，但是学校认定我们应该要擅长做同样的事情。 Be good at 这个句型太重要了，是擅长做某事的意思。介系词 at 后面呢，只能加名词或者是动名词，也就是 BING 哦。 For example, I am good at playing basketball. 我擅长打篮球。 And what does assume mean in the sentence, Angeline?
Okay, so the word assume means to think that something is true, although you do not have definite proof. For example, right now,You look tanned. I assumed you went to the beach.
You just assumed.
Yeah.
You are not
I'm
sure.
I'm not sure.
But I did go to the beach.
It was a good guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for example, here's another example sentence. I went to your house because I assumed you were home. I went to your house because I assumed you were home.
Assume 是假定认定的意思，也就是在未知的情况下就认定了某个事情。例句说呢，我去你家是因为我认定你会在家。我以为你会在家，但事实呢，并非如此。
So what do schools do? They test each student on the same thing, and then they rank each student based on their test results, right? This is familiar to you.
Yeah.
Isn't that assuming we're made the same? What if I'm better at English than science? Does this mean I'm not as smart compared to my peers? Because maybe I got 90% in English and I got 51% in science. Does that mean I'm not very smart?
所以呢，学校只能教我们同样的东西，并用同样的考试来检视我们。难道数学不好就代表说比较不聪明吗？ So basically, students are like robots.
Kind of, right?
Right.
Our article says, rather than meeting the needs of each child, children are educated to fit the system.
文章接下来提到，教育制度呢，并没有符合达到孩子们的需求，反而是呢，反过来要求孩子们要适应这套制度。若要表达呢，不是 A 而是 B， 我们该怎么说呢？ How do we use the phrase rather than?
That's a good question. Let's hand it to our Chinese teacher for our 英文快通 before we continue with the rest of this article.
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello， 大家好，我是 Eunice。大家都知道资源回收的重要性，老师应该都有教过 Paper and plastic should be thrown into a recycling bin rather than a trash can. Paper and plastic should be thrown into a recycling bin rather than a trash can. 纸和塑胶都要丢到资源回收桶 recycling bin 而不是垃圾桶 trash can. 听到刚刚的句子，聪明的你一定猜得到今天 Eunice 要跟大家分享的就是 rather than 和 instead of 的用法。这两个片语的意思是而不是而非。像开头 Eunice 所说的 rather than a trash can 就是而非垃圾桶的意思。rather than 和 instead of 后面都可以接名词。然而如果要接动词的话，因为 rather than 可以当作对等连接词，所以当它摆在句中的时候，后面要接什么样的词性或动词形态，就应该要看前面连接的是什么。举例来说， Dennis chose to quit rather than admit his mistakes. Dennis chose to quit rather than admit his mistakes. 在这边 rather than 所连接的是 quit 和 admit 这两个动词，而且共用 to 这个字。那因为 quit 是个原形动词，所以 rather than 后面所接的动词也要用原形。再举个例子好了， We should turn in our homework by this Friday rather than next Monday. We should turn in our homework by this Friday rather than next Monday. 我们应该要在这星期五前交作业，而不是下礼拜一。但是啊， rather than 如果摆在句首，就常当介系词使用，所以得接动名词哦。举例来说，刚刚那句话我们可以改成 rather than admitting his mistakes, Dennis chose to quit. rather than admitting his mistakes, Dennis chose to quit. 那如果 instead of 后面要接动词怎么办呢？这个就比较单纯了，因为 of 是个介系词，介系词后面的动词要用动名词 ving， 所以 instead of 后面就直接接动名词就可以咯。举例来说，像刚刚那句话就可以改成 Dennis chose to quit instead of admitting his mistakes. Dennis chose to quit instead of admitting his mistakes. 哇，好像有点复杂，对吧？没关系，同学们赶快来复习一下吧。那我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, and we're back. So even though some of us might be better at other subjects than the ones taught in school, students are forced to fit the education system, which focuses on math and science. These are actually two subjects I'm not very good at.
Neither am I. 我的数理科目也是很差 But the two major subjects were useful in the past when schools had to meet the needs of industrialism.
Right, because we need both science and math to build machines、yeah. and to operate machines as well.What's more, our article says, Robinson often compares the current education system to a factory. So if something is current, it is happening or existing now. For example, the newspaper will give you information about current events.The newspaper will give you information about current events.
接下来呢，文章说到 Robinson 常常将目前的教育体制呢和工厂，也就是 factory 相提并论。Current 是目前的、当下的。例句提到呢，报纸会提供你目前时事的资讯。So back to the article, why does he make this comparison? Because students are like products made in a factory?
Yeah, Robinson compares the system to a factory because a factory makes the same product over and over again. And aren't schools teaching us all the same thing, so we all come out the same, like we're the same product.
学校就像工厂一样，一直在制造相同的东西。这边指的就是被要求达到同一套标准的学生。
Therefore, our article says he is now pushing for society to rethink education. So to push for something means to repeatedly demand something or to take strong action to try to make it happen.
所以呢 ,Robinson 现在正在呼吁社会反思教育的问题。Push 是推 ,push for something 是推动呼吁的意思。
Right, we also see the word rethink, which means to think carefully about something that you have already made a decision. So maybe you should change your mind or change your decision.、
Mm-hmm. Rethink.重新思考，就是再想一次，以便做更好的决定。Okay, I think now we've reached the end of the article for today. Let's go to our wrap-up. I think it is good for Robinson to ask educators to rethink our education system. But actually, 要学校和老师的教育符合每一个学生的需求，其实是很难的。
Yeah,
right. But、
true.
We are working on it, aren't we? What about you? What do you think?
I think maybe classrooms should be smaller.So、mm-hmm. that the teacher could、
engage
focus
everyone?
On, yeah, and focus on each student differently.
Yeah,
I don't know how many students are in a classroom.
Maybe 30.
In oh, wow, that's a lot.、
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we've come to the end of our episode, but we still have day 3 of our article.、
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport.
I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport.
大家好，我是 Celine， 我要去赶飞机了。但是在等计程车的时候，我们先聊聊吧。你知道网络上有个调查吗？就是台北市的人总是以为计程车走出去就有，但是其他县市的计程车密度没有那么高，所以其实不是随时招都有车哎。那这时候我们要怎么做呢？我们就可以用电话叫车啦。我们可以说。I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport. I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport.
这句话里有个字你应该很熟悉，那就是 book。我们常用的是它的名词，意思是书本，但这边使用的是动词，意思是订、预约。所以这句话的意思就是我想要预约一台计程车去机场。那这句话我们可以什么时候用呢？像是我们在饭店里的时候，就可以请柜台人员帮忙叫车。我们就可以说 I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport， 或是 Could you book a taxi to take me to the airport？ 当然，你也可以把地点改掉。例如，你是要去火车站，你就可以说 I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the train station。最后，我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport. 很好，如果需要叫台计程车，就别忘了使用这个句子哦。我先去赶飞机了，拜拜。
I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport.
I'd like to book a taxi to take me to the airport.
Ken Robinson, the education minister of the world.
Education systems were introduced after the 19th century to meet the needs of industrialism. Two centuries later, we live in a completely different world. Yet the education system hasn't changed very much. Schools continue to take a cookie-cutter approach to education. They only focus on certain types of knowledge. Math and science are more valued than art subjects. Although everyone is born different, schools assume we should be good at the same things. Rather than meeting the needs of each child, children are educated to fit the system. Robinson often compares the current education system to a factory. He is now pushing for society to rethink education.
Introduce. 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 Introduced. Introduced. The first cell phone was introduced in 1983. The first cell phone was introduced in 1983. Subject. Subject. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn. I think science is one of the hardest subjects to learn. Assume. 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 Assumed. Assumed. I went to your house because I assumed you were home. I went to your house because I assumed you were home. Current. Current. The newspaper will give you information about current events. The newspaper will give you information about current events.